the rest of the story. Mr. Sokoloff wanted to know just one thing. Was Professor Richmond sure he knew what he was doing? Oh, yes, the Russian educator assured his colleague he was completely confident. Virtually the same experiment had been performed recently by an American scientist and quite safely, but Mr. Sokoloff argued lightning is dangerous. The professor smiled condescendingly. Come, he said, come see what I have done. He had fastened a wire to the roof of his house. The wire led down an inside where it was affixed to an iron bar. The bar was suspended just above an indicator needle in a bowl of water in which had been sprinkled some iron filings. There was thunder in the distance already, said Mr. Sokoloff. Would the apparatus tell them when the storm was getting close? The professor pointed to the needle. That, he declared, would begin to move as the electricity filled the air. What on earth had given Professor Richmond such an idea, his colleague from St. Petersburg Academy inquired. Well, that's the rest of the story. You see, the year before in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a 46-year-old inventor and his 21-year-old son conceived of a way to steal electricity from the sky. They, Benjamin Franklin and William Franklin, had mounted a wire to a kite, then sent the kite aloft in a storm. The storm gathered force, and electrical charge traveled down the kite string to a house key, which had been tied within reach of the experimenters. The electricity was then drained into a Leyden jar and confined there. So it was all perfectly simple, Professor Richmond informed his colleague. Their own experiment would be similarly successful. All they had to do was to watch the needle. They watched the needle. The professor stood the closest, waiting for the slightest indication of a mounting charge, his head only about 12 inches from the iron bar. Suddenly, a ball of blue and white fire leaped from the bar to the professor's forehead. Without uttering a sound, he toppled backward to the floor, dead. An explosion like cannon fire followed quickly, knocking Mr. Sokoloff down as well. There were burn marks on his clothing, but his injuries were minor. You see, Professor Richmond, August 1753, made one fatal assumption about the experiment of which he'd read. Ben Franklin's kite experiment, 14 months previous. What the professor may have failed to realize was that Ben Franklin had sought only to draw a slow, steady electrical charge from the storm clouds, not from the lightning. For as he knew, and as subsequent experimenters should have known, if lightning had struck Ben Franklin's kite, the American Revolution would have been minus one prominent patriot. Yet, as it turned out, the scientific landscape following Franklin's triumph was littered with the charred, lifeless bodies of imitators. Because even that famous 1805 painting by Benjamin West depicts the common misconception. That painting shows Franklin and his son William rejoicing at the sight of a lightning strike on their kite, but they never did because it never did. The history books call Ben Franklin curious, innovative, and brilliant. Maybe they should add lucky to that list. Now that you know the rest of the story.